From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Trade possibilities in Southeast Asia have red meat producers drooling and is a big reason the U.S. Meat Export Federation held its first ever regional product showcase in Singapore recently. Last year, U.S. beef exports to countries in Southeast Asia reached $275 million and U.S. pork exports were nearly $170 million in a region that still has untapped potential. One of the challenges for U.S. exporters is that prospective customers are spread across many small countries, making the showcase a great place to meet buyers. On a related note, USDA data shows China bought American pork from August 16th to August 22nd ahead of the additional 10% tariff that kicked in on September 1st. According to AgWeb.com, China bought 1,861 metric tons of U.S. pork, up from 220 metric tons a week earlier. A more significant purchase of over 10,000 metric tons was made the first week of August. Reuters reports the purchases continue despite escalating trade tensions. Amid speculation of a possible recession, will the next one top the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009 and hammer milk prices? International FC Stone dairy analyst Nate Donne tells MilkBusiness.com, probably not. Adding, when we think about the 2009 dairy collapse, it's important to remember that recession was 50% longer than average and the decline in output was 100% bigger than average. He says a recession doesn't guarantee lower prices because supply matters too. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson from the Ag Information Network of the West.